Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city. State to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I'm flipping for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith. So stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
What's happening? This is your host, the new Miss Lovely Black. I am live in effect. We may have some callers calling in tonight, but I'm holding it down tonight. Mo Beans is enjoying his Super Bowl Sunday. As of course you guys know, for the last probably 60 days, Mo Beans has been holding the show down in my absence while I got some things together. And I appreciate him so much for that. And I thank you guys for continuing to tune in and understand the change and sticking with us while we were going through that change. So you guys are absolutely amazing for that. Thank you very much. Definitely want to give a shout out to our top five countries, our top five countries that are tuning in. United States, of course, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and Mexico. So this week it's those that we have for the top five. I sincerely appreciate you guys from the bottom of my heart for continuously tuning in and showing out with us. Man, it's so amazing to have such loyal people that are, you know, rocking with us on a consistent basis. Yeah, man, that's big. That's big for you guys. So I'm sitting here. Let's see. Okay, so yeah, I'm actually, if I seem distracted, I am. So let me tell you, okay, somebody has been trying to hack my phone, doing just the absolute most lately with, you know, my devices, et cetera, et cetera. It's just absolutely nuts that people just try so hard to do what it is that they're trying to do that they can't get done, which is absolutely funny. But, yeah, somebody's been trying to hack into my phone, and I'm already getting a new phone because this phone is, like, a little bit older, and I haven't got a phone in, I think, about 2 years. So we're doing a little bit, we're doing something else different, going with something that's more have more emphasis on security, and things of that nature. So, yeah, I already picked out the phone that I'm going with. So it's time to, you know, I'm thankful for Old Reliable because this phone has definitely held up. But it's time to do something else because people just really have nothing to do. And my information is locked down so hard that you wouldn't even understand. Like, you can't even use my credit. It's going to, like, everything has a process when it comes to me, just because I went through all of the issues early on. So I don't know, but if people like to waste their time, it doesn't cost me anything to sit and laugh and undo the retardedness that you guys do. So it's cute and it's funny. Thank you for giving me something to do with myself. Okay, so now that that's done, I had like... I had like 100 Google windows open on my, literally 100 Google windows open on my internet, and I had to close them all out. So that's what had me distracted. So, again, thank you guys for tuning in, man. I know I've been getting some good feedback on the show. We did have a guest on last week, Tacori, which last week was also my birthday. So I was totally exhausted. Now, it was just, you know, it was just a test for me because it was like me doing two interviews in one day, and you know, it was just some days that I learned that on those type of days that I have multiple interviews, like, you know, to have a fresh face to, you know, be ready for what it is that is coming towards me. Like, I have to tweak a couple of things, but I'm thankful. My good friend, he was there with me for the first half, and then my bae was there with me for the second half, and so I got to, you know, hear critique, you know, from both sides and kind of, you know, find out, you know, what people behind the scenes on my side thought about it. So it was amazing. The interviews were absolutely amazing. I actually love, you know, interacting with our people, you know, getting some things done on, you know, on a networking level. It was cool. So, our topic tonight is, our topic tonight is, do you allow lust to dictate your loyalty? Do you allow lust to dictate your loyalty? So, I was trying to wait to see if somebody's going to call in. Of course, it's way too early to get into the topic. We try to get into the topic about 15 minutes in. So I'm trying to wait to see if somebody's going to really call in because somebody's supposed to be calling in tonight. And we're going to, like, kind of dig into this topic. It's cute to me. Boom, there we go. It's cute to me. But, you know, I think a whole lot different than what y'all think. Hi, who do we have on the line?
This is Eddie. How you doing, my sister?
Hey, Eddie, how are you? You must have heard me just say, I'm waiting on somebody to call in.
Actually, I was online bantering with a little cutie. I'm like, let me call and check on my sister.
Right, doing the Mo. So, yeah, tonight is just me and you. Mo is doing his, he's off for his Super Bowl Sunday thing, but, you know, he's been holding it down for, like, the last 2 months for me. So, you know, I just said I could do the show tonight without you. It's okay.
It's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal. So it's kind of cool. And then I missed you when you called in, and I really, really wanted to talk to you. So I was like, oh, let's just do this here again. So, Eddie, tell everybody who you are.
My name is Eddie. I'm a aspiring tantric energy healer.
Okay.
What I done walked in on.
Eddie is introducing himself. Hold on one moment. Smooth.
No, okay.
That's it? That's all you want to say? You're expiring tantra healing artist?
Yeah, that's Smooth, my brother from the NO.
Yeah, that's smooth. So Smooth, this is Eddie, the interview that I didn't get to come in on, the guy with the tantra. You actually blew Smooth my eyes. Smooth was like, oh, man, he gave me some ideas, you know. So I told Smooth that I was going to have you back on the show when I was able to come back on the show, when I was able to come on the show and have a conversation with you. But Smooth was just like, man, he blew me away. And that's hard to do with Smooth.
That's what's up. Hey fam, let's connect because I want to get your information because I got some info for you.
Yeah, you can do that.
That's what's up.
What's going on today?
Okay, just text me the email address that you want, or you can. Matter of fact, Eddie, you can give Smooth your email address. How about that? And then he'll reach out to you, and then y'all can collaborate like that. Smooth don't like giving out his information in the public, so.
That's what's up. EDDIEWONO@gmail.com.
Eddie, where are you from?
New Orleans, the West Bank, to be more specific. West Bank, Morales.
Okay, I see you. Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah.
And
that's
you live here in Atlanta now?
I do, on the West End.
Okay, well, you're in the right place for that. So, yeah, I had so many questions, you know, when it came to that, and it kind of tied into the topic for tonight, because you and I have had discussions prior, you know, to you coming on the show, just in general, about, you know, poly relationships and being open-minded and so on and so forth. And so, you know, our vibration is actually, you know, it is amazing when we have these conversations. So it's a good thing to, like, walk into in a gateway conversation for tonight because I think it'll be absolutely amazing. Do you allow lust to dictate your loyalty? Do you allow lust to dictate your loyalty? So for me, here's the thing. One, it's all about your definition of loyalty. You know, I can't express that enough because, see, the thing is that people do things for you. You know, they have your back when you're down. They do all of these things. And then when someone else comes into the picture, they throw those things back up to you. So at that point, you are not being loyal to a person because you are not doing things for a result. You're not doing things as like you're counting metrics. You're counting, you know, what you're doing for a person to throw it up. You're doing things for a person to say, you know, I ride for you and this is why I'm doing this for you. Not for you to be doing it just to say, okay, well, if I do this, we're going to enter into a relationship or we may be in a relationship so nobody else should go, you know, can come between that. So most people got the word loyalty messed up these days. Most people look at loyalty as, okay, if I put up with your shit, then you supposed to do this or you supposed to do that. And really, you putting up with it because you choose to. So that's the way I actually feel like people need to really understand what loyalty is. Loyalty is to you and that person. Like, if you do something for that person and that person get on, and they turn around and they look out for you. You know, like, people tend to put loyalty and relationships, you know, together, and I really don't like that. When it comes down to lust and loyalty, we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. And with that being said, you know, with us still living on the modern-day brainwash to where we're thinking that we own someone, you know, we are all put here to live, to have our own experience. We don't own anyone. Even if you go get the white man paper to say that you are married, you still don't own that person. You enter into a business with that person. So at the end of the day, you have to learn how to do the business, how to run your business the best way that you can for you too and not everyone else. So lust, right, as a person, and I use the same analogy all of the time, whatever your favorite food is, if your favorite food is pizza, right, your favorite food is a meat lover's pizza, and then someone comes to you and say, well, since you love meat lover's pizza, then marry it, and you can't eat anything else other than meat lover's pizza every day for the rest of your life. That's asinine. You know what I'm saying? You have some people that, oh, okay, I can do it, but the percentage of people that can versus can't will show you why marriages don't work, because the percentages of people that can, you know, it's smaller than the ones that really can't when it comes down to you're going to be with one person and only one person, you know? So it's absolutely ridiculous when I hear people say, you know, you're married and you're supposed to be with this one person and nobody else and so on and so forth. Me and my partner, we talk about that all the time, and I put that out there at the front gate. This is not something that I'm looking at or I'm holding against you, so I want communication and honesty, you know, and then we go from there. So no, lust and loyalty don't go together. If you see something, you like it, you choose to hit it, go ahead and hit it. Listen, when a man go and sleep with somebody else, that doesn't mean that he love you any less. You know what I'm saying? He is a spirit having a human experience. He is enjoying his life. That is something that he felt like in that moment that he wanted to do. That had nothing to do with you, okay? That's him. And if it is to an extent, that's him battling demons with himself and still, you know, catering to the lust. But it has nothing to do with you. So, no, lust cannot change the loyalty, because he's loyal to you no matter what. He's still coming home to you. He's still dealing with you. He's still in love with you. He's still paying bills with you. Just because he had a moment of lust does not mean that he is not loyal to you. He's a human being, and humans are definitely not perfect. But we try to get to our higher self, our higher being, on a spiritual aspect. So that's my answer. I don't know. What y'all think?
Well, that was a mouthful. All right, man. Boy, I say black. Sweet baby Jesus, black. Look, I understand what you're saying, right? But everybody has a different perspective of how they look at things. See, loyalty is basically, it's allegiance. You know what I'm saying? When you look up the definition of loyalty, it's allegiance. You know what I'm saying? I'm loyal to myself. Okay? I'm aligned
right
with myself. Point blank. Ain't nobody more important than self. So,
right?
When you ask the question, do you allow lust to dictate your loyalty? Man, I'm loyal to myself. So if I feel like fucking it, I'm fucked. Yes, team.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it is what it is, but I'm loyal to myself. If I'm loyal to a broad, sex ain't going to stop me from being loyal to you in the aspect of you still my dog, you still my ride, I'm still going to fight for you, I'm still going to kill for you. You see what I'm saying? But at no time did I ever tell you that my loyalty and my sexual appetite for you are for somebody else is one and the same.
Say that again. Do that one more time.
Okay. Let me say
this
again.
For the people in the back.
Because loyalty means, you know what I'm saying, unswerving allegiance when you look at the definition. I'm loyal to myself, first and foremost. So when you ask the question, do I allow lust to dictate my loyalty? Like, no. But if a broad wants to look at it from an aspect of if I fuck somebody else, then I'm not being loyal to her. Like, no, baby, no, it don't work that way. No, no, cause
right.
I'm still riding for you. You know what I'm saying? I will kill for you. I will somebody ass for you. But at no time when we got into this relationship, you know, I'm a habitual cheater. So when we got into this relationship, at no time did I say that my loyalty is dictated upon me not fucking somebody else. No.
Right.
I'm going to get this meat out. I'm going to catch my nut. I'm going to come back to you and you, you, and you.
You get on my nerves.
You over there. Hey, man, look. Hey, fuck that. Hey, now that I'm older, I'm out. I'm more open with the bitches that I fuck
real
with.
Real life. Handling
more,
your human being
I'm,
experience.
No, I'm more open with not lying. You see what I'm saying? Because, like,
right.
When I was younger. Oh, man, who the fuck just came up in there? What up? Oh, man, I thought you were joked out, Brandon. Yeah, man, what the fuck? All right, dude. Oh, shit. All right. Yeah, I think it's fucking. Oh, man, what I was saying. Anyway, so what's going on? Because I'm at work. The motherfuckers is fucked up my concentration real quick. The fuck?
The older you got, the more you become truthful and open-minded, and you stop
yeah,
lying.
Yeah, I stopped lying to these bros, man. I used to be a right. Boy, the lies used to come out, man, and got old. All them extra gray hairs in my head. I think I got too many. I think I got caught too many times, so I was like, man, fuck it.
Right.
I give up. Let's just be honest about it.
And guess what? How many of them stop dealing with you when you start telling the truth? You actually got probably when you start telling the truth.
Yeah, man. They all still the same. You know, we still get like the little jealousy conversations and shit like that. But you know, fuck. If they find out I fucked the bitch yesterday, they gonna try to suck my dick off today. Yeah, it is what it is. Don't
so
wrong, I lost one. You know.
Right.
I lost the bitch. But you know,
She making room for two, three others.
Yeah.
If that is the life that you want to lead, because granted, now you have some men that do have the opportunity to live in this particular manner, but choose not to live in this manner. You know what I'm saying? So you have some men that you know you got the open floor. You can go do whatever it is that you want to do. But they like, oh, okay, well, shit, I can do it. I ain't going to do it. Or I'm going to wait and do it with my girl or whatever. You got some men that's just probably not used to it and probably not ready to settle down. So they going to take it and run with it. They going to do what they do. But we are all having a human experience. How dare you limit somebody's experience in this lifetime for your own selfish reasons? Let a person live. Whatever you choose to do, that's what you choose to do. I don't sit like, and I had to learn this. Like, trust me, I had to learn that if I don't want somebody to minimize my opportunity of living, how can I minimize their opportunity of living? You know, if I know that, okay, I'm dating somebody that's very popular, and this man can be doing anything else other than what he does. He can do anything else other than calling me, checking in with me, how you doing, what you doing, coming, you know, to the house and, you know, having these conversations and being here and, you know, he can be doing anything else. But see, when a man shows you consistency, you have to understand his actions and you know, his actions and the words that he speaks. So you trying to make somebody act a certain way in the manner that you want them to act, but take what they're giving you. Stop feeling like people owe you that much more. Eddie, what is your take on the question? Do you allow lust to dictate your loyalty?
No. The first example you gave of a brother doing this and this and that for you, and then you tell him or you find out someone else hit, and he's tripping. That's not loyalty. That's some fake shit. That's
right.
A nigga trying to get in the back door on the slick, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So no. And when you asked me that question, when you texted me that question earlier, I had to think about it hard. And then you explained it. But no, that's dishonesty. It's not coming from a place of, I wouldn't say ignorance. I would say,
I said it's not sincere. You're not giving from a sincere perspective.
Right.
You're giving because you expect something in return.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. I remember kind of on the subject but a little off of it, I had my ex from Japan when I was still smoking weed, still kicking and this shit. And I used to always tell her about unconditional love. And then I had to live that shit, you know what I'm saying, when she left and went back to Japan and shit, you know. Like, hey, I've been preaching that shit, so, nigga, you got to live it. She was another motherfucker. She married. She got kids. Hey, nigga, live that shit. So, so yeah. I think all of us, you know, as we even got older, we, you know, realized that, keeping the real part of it is that big part of that love and the lust, too, shit.
Right, because when you say lust,
the
word lust.
Yeah, it comes.
Yeah.
The word lust, right? So, you know, I think completely different. Very different in a lot of ways. And when I sit down and I talk to people, I think a week or so ago I was having a conversation with my son's father, my youngest son's father, and we was talking about a couple of different things, and I was just sitting back like, dang, I'm different. I don't see it that way. I don't, you know, act like that, you know. Very, very different, right? So when we use the word lust, right, anybody that I interact with, I have these same conversations with. I'm the same person across the board. Lust, okay? What the fuck is lust?
A very strong sexual desire.
Okay. So, what the fuck does me having a strong sexual desire towards Smooth, just say, and I'm with Eddie, have to do with my loyalty to Eddie? Okay, what loyalty do I owe Eddie?
Now, hold up. Wait a minute. It depends on the conversation y'all had. It depends on the agreement y'all had. Like at the, let's not get the shit twisted. Every relationship is different. Just because we all think one way don't mean the relationship you're in with somebody else is what you actually think it is. So if y'all motherfuckers don't actually hold a conversation about what you can and what you can't do, what I will allow, what I won't allow, then I ain't mean you violate.
Who violated?
You violate. You. Both of y'all violating. Y'all violating the fucking
unwritten
contract. How
we violated? We never had a conversation.
But y'all still violating the unwritten contract, regardless of the fact. If y'all in a relationship, y'all supposed to have these conversations. So if y'all don't have these conversations, y'all disrespecting the relationship from the beginning anyway.
Okay. So we got a conversation, and okay, just say I'm one of these chicks, and I'm like, well, No, just say Eddie, one of these men that's like, well, I don't want you sleeping with nobody else. I don't want you talking to nobody else. I just want you working, and I want you dealing with me. That's it. And I say okay to that, right? You know, I love him. I love what he brings to the table, X, Y, and Z. But I got Smooth over here on the back burner. Now, I like the way Smooth put it down. I like, you know, like I like how he handled me. You know what I'm saying? So at that point, you're telling me that I'm allowing lust to dictate my loyalty for I'm allowing the lust for Smooth to dictate my loyalty for Eddie?
At that particular moment, yes. Because y'all had a conversation, y'all had an agreement. That agreement entails allegiance. You see what I'm saying? When you align with somebody, you don't do anything to fuck over.
Okay.
So by you fucking
thank
me,
you. All right.
Now you fucking over.
Okay. So okay, boom. You put that there. He put that out there for y'all. Now let's go to the realistic standpoint of this. As a grown ass man, as a grown ass woman, you should not enter into any allegiance or contract with another grown human being that is here in spiritual form, having a human experience, trying to minimize their experience. No, don't ask me to not sleep with nobody and not do this and not do that. What's understood need not be said. Now, if I'm with Eddie, and Eddie giving me the best penis that he could goddamn give me, and that shit is good, and he at home, and I ain't got to ever tell him, you know what I'm saying, hey, babe, the trash need to go out. And I ain't got to ever tell him, hey, babe, we need to go, you know what I'm saying? He always on his shit at home. Regardless if his penis is the best in the world, as a woman, the way that I'm designed, the way that I'm engineered, I'm gonna automatically ride with him. So when we sit back and talk about what it is that he's doing, and I hear from mostly from women that get out here with these men, and he tell you, I don't want a relationship right now, but you my boo, and I fuck with you, you know what I'm saying, and sometimes we're going to, you know, let me get myself right, and we're going to get it together. Bitch, he's running game on you. He don't owe you no loyalty. Your dumb ass stepped up and decided to give him all your money, decided to let him flip your income tax, decided to do all of these things to make sure that, goddamn, you keep him on your motherfucking team. Then when the next chick come along, and he's giving her what he did not give to you, a man is going to only do what you allow him to do. So, therefore, you cannot put loyalty in the mix of that because you ain't handled your business in the first place. You went for the okey-doke. So, what Smooth is saying is absolutely correct. But that's why I wanted Smooth to spell that shit out. What he said is absolutely correct. But if y'all not handling y'all business off top, how you finna go and put all this emphasis on a grown-ass man or a woman? How y'all gonna put this emphasis on anybody, man? Listen, stop minimizing somebody's experience for your own selfish gain. That's my 2020. That's my 2020. That's where I'm at. Stop minimizing someone else's human experience for your own selfish gain. Even if that means that I take a L, even if that means that, you know what, I gotta accept, you know, my mistakes on what I did. I gotta accept what I did, but guess what? I'm gonna let this person slide. I'm gonna let this person live. I'm gonna let this person listen. That's where I'm at. Call me stupid, call me crazy, call me whatever. My man got some good ass dick, and I feel like that shit should be shared. Okay, I want to share it with a motherfucker because bitch, that shit is really good. You know, like listen, I have not had sex with anybody in the last 6 years that do what my man can do. And that's why he's my man. That you know, that's why right there. But, you know, the way that he grows me, you know, through conversations, the way that he does what he does and so on and so forth, right? So keep this in mind. That's me. But I'm not selfish because you get some of the women be like, I ain't giving nobody else this. He gonna do it anyways. So are you going to be real with yourself? Because once you start being real with yourself, then the dynamics of what you consider to be loyalty change. Because you're not being selfish for your own personal gain. Allow that person to live their human experience. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it, y'all.
Man, that's a hell of
but
a
most women don't think like me, do they, Eddie? Because, you know, you being in tantra, like, okay, boom. you're in Tantra, right? So explain to the world again what is Tantra? What is the definition of Tantra? What do you consider Tantra to be? And how does it contribute? How do you contribute to the Tantra world?
There's so many different definitions of Tantra. Tantra is just like saying sports, baseball, basketball, football. And then in baseball, basketball, football, there's certain levels of football and da-da-da-da-da. In the West, Tantra is popular as tantric sex. That's really popular. Tantric massage, tantric touch. Tantric massage slash tantric touch. And what I do, tantric yoga, and then what I do, tantric healing. I think the underlying thing that I get from this conversation is just being real with motherfuckers. Excuse me, being real with ourselves first and then being real with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I just had two instances where I had to just step away from chicks because, we weren't on the same page. And shit, I had chicks step away from me for the same reason. One chick in particular, I'm attracted to her, whatever the fuck. But she's into, again, like what you're saying, like being honest and shit, just being straight up with shit. She's into period play. She's into spit play. She's into, what the fuck else did she say? Golden showers. And I'm like, I ain't down with that shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like taking an honest look at shit and then making decisions based on truth and shit. I could have just said, hey, whatever, and then go hit. But I know in the back of my mind, not in the back of my mind, I know what the fuck she likes. And so if I roll up with it and we have issues because I'm not down with the fuck she told me she's down with, then I'm violating, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right.
Right. So just that truth, you know? Right, that truth that I had another sister, ran into her, and I know she wasn't fully healed. I know she's not healed. I'm around her, and she has unhealed energy. You know, I had some history with her as a client, and I broke the rule for even considering fucking with her and shit, but I know she's not healed and shit. So I spent time around her, and she had that unhealed energy and shit. So it's like, I had to step away. Like, but yeah, just living in truth. And being bold enough within ourselves to, you know, face truth, fuck the consequences, and live with that shit.
So what do you do in Tantra? What do you do? What services do you offer?
I do a couple beautiful things and shit. I just added I call it a submissive meditation. Dom and submissive situation. Either virtual or live. So I do that one. I do sensual showers. I do sensual baths. Yoni massage.
So, with you doing all of offering these services.
Now, hold on. Wait a minute. Stop. Let's elaborate more on the submissive meditation.
I call it meditation. I call my services meditation. Just a marketing word. That's all.
Either way it goes, it's catchy. So elaborate more.
All right. right. I'm just getting into the dom world, the BDSM
right.
as a dom. So just getting into that. And there's a particular area of dom that I align with. So just contracting clients that are submissive and that want to contract time with a dominant. No sex isn't included. But I get down to exactly what they want, how they like to be talked to, what type of submissive experience they want. Let's say if it's live, you know, it includes whatever it includes live. If it's virtual, it'll be through telephone chatting and video chat. And my, for example, one service with the submissive
meditation video chat is I have them in stress positions, you know, on their knees or handcuffed and, you know, whatever kind of stress position. But I'm projecting a certain type of secret. I call it a secret type of energy to them while on video chat.
Man, look, put that on a shirt and put that on your website. Submissive meditation. But meanwhile, you got the broad on the knees or whatnot, right? Hands stretched
right.
out. Damn, I'm telling you, that's going to be nasty. Well, I can see that on the website right now. Like,
so,
I just had a vision,
so
like,
where I was
like
going
submissive
with
meditation,
this.
Like, yeah, yeah, I like that idea, yeah. Ooh, yeah, put that on trip.
I will. I will.
Ooh, that's a marketing genius
okay.
right there. I like that.
So,
keep going.
Where I was going with this, right, was basically like, why do you feel that your clients come to you for this?
Ooh, shit. Oh,
yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful fucking question. And brothers, any brothers, for the sound of my voice, listen to this shit. Please open your motherfucking ears, nigga. Listen to your motherfucking woman. I'm going to say it again. Listen to your motherfucking woman. One of the main things I deal with is women in relationships, in marriages, can tell me stuff that they won't, they can't or they won't tell their husband or their mate. Because of whatever reason, because he might get mad or because he may judge them or because she may not feel comfortable with telling him. So that's, listen to your goddamn woman. Talk to your woman. Communicate to your woman. That's one of the main things that I do. Besides the energy stuff, besides all that other, the kinky shit, the fun shit, that's one of the main things that I do. Listen to the sisters, not judging them, and responding accordingly. Okay. Just on some real, real basic shit. I have a sister, beautiful sister. Hey, you know, hey, beautiful, hey, do-do-do. Hey, my name is Jackie. Call me Jackie. Hey, how you doing, Jackie? You know what I'm saying? Or I order the sister, she wants a yoni massage. And she said, hey, you know, I have a history of sexual trauma, and right now I don't like anything inside of my vagina. Fingers, toys, penises, nothing. Bam. So if I do a yoni massage, until she tells me otherwise, I don't put a finger inside a vagina.
Okay. So, they come to you because, overall, these are things that they cannot deal with or handle with the person that they are with, basically.
And the brothers or whoever else they're dealing with don't have the tools, don't have the knowledge of the female body.
To be able to do what they got to do. Right. Listen.
Yes.
He just said some very, very powerful things. And the reason that I had both of them break this down again was because, right, if you understand the underlying factor, fellas, that woman will not expect more from you than she should if you opened your mouth. As Smooth said earlier, he stopped lying and he started telling the truth. He lost one, but should he gain 1,000? You know what I'm saying? So it don't matter. Like, stop lying to women and they will stop having these expectations that are out of this world. We feel like because we have been brainwashed, you know, from centuries and centuries and centuries before us to say this one man should be with this one woman, but that's not really how it's to go, you know. This is in the white Jesus Bible, you know, they got that going on, but that's not how this really works, you know. Be honest. And communication rules the nation, right? I had said, like, I took a break. After my last relationship, I took a break, you know, after every relationship that I'm in, I actually take a break, you know, and then I started to do something real fast and was like, oh, you know, last year I was about to get married, and I thought about it, and I was like, yeah, I don't marry for love, but this damn show ain't it either. So, you know, I backed out of getting married, you know, but this relationship, the way that this man won me over so easily is because he listens. I promise you. He listens and then he teaches. He doesn't listen to me and then try to manipulate my mind based on what I've said to him. He listens and he compromises. Okay, this is what she like. This is what I like. Let's meet in the middle. It's not always him having to give in. Sometimes it is me, but he listens, and that's so important. He listens. He also knows how to dominate. So I'm a dominant soul. You know, my masculine level is 8. Okay, I'm very dominant. So I'm the divine masculine, you know. And so for him to understand that and to know when to pull back and to allow his softer side to show and then know when to press the gas and allow his dominant side to show. Everything that I have asked for in a partner was rolled up into him. And he didn't just jump out there and pounce on me. For the most part, the people that I interact with and deal with, they are people that are already around. Like, they've been watching me for years or a year or whatever the case may be. And we just like, okay. They study you. They learn how to love you. They learn what it is that you need. And then the rest you teach them going in. Listening is so important. But as women, you guys have to be open to it. You know, the white man give y'all women a little bit of money, and now you thinking, okay, you making all of this money, and you don't have to listen to a man for nothing, and hot girl summer, don't need a man for you, all that extra shit. Man, listen, if you're a woman on this earth, you need man. If you are a woman on this earth, you need man. If you are a man on this earth, you need woman, okay? I don't care about none of this other shit they got going on. I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about real life facts. If you are a man on this earth, you need woman. And if you are a woman on this earth, you need man. Period. That's how that works. We do need each other. And no matter how much money you make as a woman, because that's what they're doing to divide us and where we're going, they're paying the women more money, you know, giving less men jobs, paying the men less, so on and so forth. It doesn't matter who make the most money in your household. The man is the lead of the household, hands down. That's his shit. You allow that man to run that household as he's supposed to. Now, granted, ladies, if you know your man not good with managing money, you know, I mean, come on, sis. Don't give him the money. But allow him to lead. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he a man and he understands he's not good with managing money, he's going to say, babe, I don't need that money anyway. But if he keep trying to take the money and y'all moving every 2 months and he can't hold it down, sis, you letting the wrong person lead you. So, you know, it's an equal give and take situation. But when you talk about loyalty, you know, ultimately your loyalty should be with self, right? And you should love yourself enough to know that you are not going to deal with somebody that does not understand that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. You are not going to deal with somebody that comes to you and say, listen, you my man and only my man, and I'm the only person you should be sleeping with, and you should be in the house at 11 o'clock at night, and I don't want you. You ain't loyal enough to yourself to even deal with no bullshit like that. So loyalty, the loyalty to you trumps any other loyalty that you have to anybody else. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, I said it first, but I.
You said the loyalty to yourself first. Okay, goddamn. You know what?
Get my credit. Just get my credit. That's all I'm saying.
Moon said it. Yes, he said it. You got to be loyal to yourself, you know? But you got to. Like, I'm not putting myself in a situation like that. And I don't want no man that sit down. Because you know what? If a man come to me and tell me, like, and this is, listen, in this day and age we living in, if a man come to me and be like, baby, you know what? I don't want nobody else but you. Even if you come and say it, even if you mean it, you tell me that, I'm going to look at you side eyes. You plotting on me, bitch. I already know it, you know? If you come and tell me that shit, you plotting on me. Because all this temptation out here, the ratio for women to men, look at all these men that's gay. These women is overlapping on dick right now. They dead, they gay, or they in jail. So, you know, but it's all about if you want to know about it. So, the whole tantra thing, though, the whole tantra, however you say it. You say tomato, I say tomato. We're going to talk a little bit more about that, and then we're going to get into the news and probably right on the hour at 10. There's a lot of things that's been going on. So, right at the top of the hour, we'll go into the news, about 10 more minutes. So, with, like, the tantra, right? I'm a very masculine person, so I'm always, like, I'm strong, I'm independent, you know, yada, yada. But, like, I really, really, that's what I yearn for, that man that can dominate me. Mm-hmm. And is that weird that women that's always in control, like, they want the man, they want somebody that can dominate them?
Not at all. I'm sorry, go ahead, Smooth.
No, keep going.
No, I think you said it perfectly earlier when you said, okay, you have a strong masculine energy, right? And then your dude comes along. So whatever your energy is, he has to know how to flow with it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes he can fall back. I mean, that's my worry. Sometimes he can fall back. Chill, do what he got to do, whatever. But then when it's time for his masculine energy to motherfucking go up to 100 or whatever that level is higher than yours to do what it got to do to balance out, when yours is lower or when yours need the higher masculine energy, bam, then he does that. Bam. And then he recognizes, bam, everything's cool, everything's straight, everything's back in equilibrium, and then he goes back to chilling and shit. I don't think it's weird at all. I just think it's, again, understanding your mate, and do you have the capacity to exchange energies like that?
Right. Okay. You ate it up. And Smooth, what were you gonna say?
I was motherfucking wood talk back. You like them apples. They might just had to come from the left. I'm like, you know what? Y'all ain't hear no ignorant shit in a while. Fuck it. Nah, but I understand. But nah, in all aspects, I ain't, I'm not giving into shit. I'm a tyrant. Plain and simple. Like, you can come around here with that masculine bullshit if you want to. Who are you talking to? I'm going to laugh at you. Oh, that's so cute. Look at her with her baby. Oh, she won't be all hard. Oh, this is with her baby. Shit. If anything, I'm going to give you a pass by the time you go to sleep. Yeah, no, it ain't make no sense, but fuck, I had to say something.
That approach works with some, and you know what I'm saying? And that's exactly what some need, you know what I'm saying?
And this is true. Motherfucking black. Oh, I tell you. Oh.
What?
Oh, nothing. All right, so what's the next
What you
time?
Gonna say? Go ahead and say it. You want to get some ignorance off your chest, so go ahead. It's been a while, you know. It's been a couple
chest?
Months. Yes, you do.
Huh.
It won't be like you.
No. I'm listening, and I'm absorbing. Now, what is the next topic?
So, Eddie, what type of relationship would you prefer? With the whole conversation tonight, would you prefer a monogamous relationship or open-type poly relationship?
Open type of relationship. Ooh, I'm working on a little young thing right now. A little young, little sweet thing. I just met at the. Oh, I got a crazy story about that, right? I'm going to digress for a little bit. So I'm on a little swinger site, right? So I set, set some shit up, and I got catfished in a motherfucker. I went and got the Airbnb in Buckhead close to the job. Went got him a little bottle of, what's that shit called? A Don John, $50 a bottle of Don Julio and shit, tequila and shit. And went to Airbnb and got catfished. Got stood up, right? So
you got catfished or stood up?
Stood up.
Okay.
So, yeah, stood up. So I'm going to be raffling off that bottle of Don Julio. So y'all just be looking out for that on Instagram. Go to the train station, go back to the house, and I ran into this little cute little motherfucking chocolate little angel, goddammit. But anyway, so yeah, so open relationship. Poly is a little too much for me right now because, you know, I would like to be in a position to take care of everybody financially, and, you know, I ain't down for taking care of them multiple women financially right now. But, you know, if she brings some pussy home, I'm cool with that. If she want to bring some dick home for her, I'm cool with that.
Okay. Oh, okay, wait. You said if she wanted to bring some home too, you cool with that?
Somewhat.
Boy, you the racist, man. Where your mind said, wait a minute, hold up. Wait, no, if she wants to bring some dick home for her, is what he said. For her, he's okay with that.
Hey, this is a lie.
You're an asshole.
Very,
I heard what he said.
This is around this song, bitch.
Like her cause, you know what I'm saying? Like black cause, like boy, black rapist. Black rapist. Oh no.
Hey, you got to be very specific around this time, bitch.
Oh man. Motherfucking black boy.
No.
Oh Jesus.
No,
boy,
that man. Is not Eddie. Don't let him do me like that. No.
You got your recording.
I did pause. But not because of smooth. That was smooth that got paused. I paused because most men will not allow their woman to interact with another man. That's why I paused. Not because I wanted, like, smooth, shut up.
Yeah, all
right,
if you say so.
Oh, man.
But
most men don't want their partner to interact with, you know, other men.
Right. And that's something I picked up, you know, in my journeys of seeing that and shit. Because, you know, hearing this, like, God damn, this nigga, he can have all these bitches and I can't have nothing. Nigga think that's cool. Nigga, you crazy as fuck. Then I was like, oh, shit. And I had a little sister here. Ooh, a little short, little chocolate, little take off her clothes, little short, thick, little slim, voluptuous motherfucker, and she liked that. She liked multiple men, so it took me a minute to wrap my mind around that shit, you know, because I was cool with other motherfuckers, chicks doing threesomes and gangbangs or whatever, but then I was with a chick that was my chick, quote-unquote. It took a minute to get used to that shit. It took a hot second. I didn't fuck with her for other reasons, but it took a second. I had to wrestle with some fucking demons with that shit.
There's a lot of demons.
For sure.
There's a lot of
demons. Right.
But, I mean, it's just a part of growth. As time goes on, the more you learn, the more your mind expands or contracts, depending on what you're researching. But right now, I'm at a point in my life where I'm pretty much, I'm secure with it. Like, it doesn't, like, because you was fucking motherfuckers before you met me. You're probably fucking a motherfucker without me knowing about it. So it's better for all of us to be out and open and be truthful about it.
Right.
Because it's been many times, you know, look, it's been many times when everybody get cheated on. Everybody done got cheated on, which means once upon a time you was out there eating some pussy. You was eating your bitch and come to find out she fucked the motherfucker out of like a day before or a few hours.
Right.
What the fuck? You dirty bitch. But if you're honest about this shit, you ain't got to worry about that. When you really start to look at it from a standpoint that I'm going to fuck who the fuck I'm fucking, you gonna fuck who the fuck you fucking. At least we can come together and talk about this shit and be honest about where we was at the day before or the hour before you came home.
Right.
Right. Okay. Well, I get it. I just ask because most men are not, like, with the hype. And they say that they are. And that's something, ladies, be careful with that. Because you can be as open and we can be as real. And we not going to be selfish with him and his experience. But men, they take it a different way. Because keep in mind, if a man is really, I don't care what a man is doing. If he's really doing his job with us, we're not going nowhere. We don't want nobody else anyway. Because he's doing his job. He's doing what it takes. Deep down inside, you cross your T's and dot your I's. You write down that list. What is it about your man that he cannot do? Oh, my man, perfect. My man go to work and give me his whole paycheck. Yes, but can he eat the yoni right? You know, can he hit it right? Is he long enough? You know, does he handle things around the house? Is he fulfilling you emotionally? If somebody else is in the picture, it's something that he's not doing, you know, that is not satisfying you, and that's just how it goes. And a lot of women, they just settle for who they can get and then have who they really want on the side. So it's a lot that comes along with that. So it actually messes with the man ego when, you know, you his woman and you out, you know, dealing with other men, because women are emotional creatures. Men are physical creatures. So he sees something, he going to want it. A woman going to have a connection before she do it. So anyways, moving right along, man. We had a long week, very, very extended week. It was a lot of craziness going on this week. So I'm ready to talk about it. So welcome to the World Famous Chop Up, where we take the end of the show and we talk about all of the amazing things that's happening in the world, okay? Now, first of all, Eddie, why don't you tell the people where they can find you at, and if you got any new projects going on, how they can check them out.
I'm mainly on Instagram. I do have my website up, blackorgasmsmatter.com. My services are under meditations. New products I'm working on.
Meditation.
The new product I'm working on is CBD infused massage oil, and that should be out within 30 days.
All right.
Oh, that and there's a sister called CC Fierce. She's popular on Instagram. She has a lot of paintings out, but I'm waiting for her painting to come in, her drawing to come in this week, a reprint, and that's going to be the first item that I'm going to, my first raffle item. So that image, I'm going to raffle that image for $2, and that should be here this week, and I'll announce it this week. But that's the two things I have going on right now.
What's the Instagram page? How do they know where to find you at?
My bad. Instagram, Black Orgasms Matter on Instagram and on Twitter now. Twitter, I get a little more freaking, get a little more fun now because they're not on that bullshit right now. But mainly on Instagram, Black Orgasms Matter.
Okay, so website blackorgasmsmatter.com. Instagram, Black Orgasms Matter, and Twitter, Black Orgasms Matter.
That's correct.
He is serious about his craft. Thank you very much for that information. And you guys know, you can find me on my website, thenewmisslovelyblack.com. That's thenewmisslovelyblack.com. You can find all of the links to my books, to my social media sites and everything like that on the website itself. So make sure you check me out. So, of course, we also, you know, we know about the tragic passing of Kobe Bryant and his daughter and the other members that was on board of the plane that crashed. And,
helicopter.
You know, again, helicopter that passed. Again, we send our sincere condolences you know, to the Bryant family and what they have going on out there, and everything has a purpose and everything happens for a reason. This happened actually last Sunday on my birthday. So, you know, that's something to remember. And I hear they did a major tribute to them at the Super Bowl. And I still haven't got back into the swing of things for the Super Bowl yet. Until I know, I think they said Colin Kaepernick didn't he go to Panthers or something like that? I'm not sure. But once he gets signed and he starts playing, and you know it gets official, I'm not really into the whole NFL thing. We are so wishy-washy as black people. You know, we mad for 5 seconds, and then we not mad anymore. I actually never got back into the NFL, so, you know, whatever. Anywho, moving right along. So, yeah, we had an amazing week. It was a dark cloud over this week because so much, you know, was happening and so much was going on. You know, of course, after Kobe died, you had the journalist that tweeted the article about Kobe in his rape case. And so, you know, you have to laugh because they do the same thing with no matter what. You're going to have somebody there bitter. That's her job, to be bitter. She did her job, if it was what it was. She did get suspended for that. The outrage was it was a lady, and she was trying to say Lakers, but she started with Knicks, so she said Nakers. And everybody went in the upraid and thought she was saying niggas. And I honestly think she was saying Nakers.
No. No, she said Nakers.
There was a couple other things happened with that, too.
Right.
Whatever. What else happened with that?
The granddaughter of Disney. The granddaughter of Walt Disney.
Yeah, she came out talking about Kobe as well.
Talking greasy about he was a rapist. There was a reporter also, I forget what newspaper it was, and she brought up his rape allegations as well. So I'll just leave it at that.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course, like, these bitches bitter. You know, they white women. He did it to a white woman and got off. You know what I'm saying? And they don't like that because you got to think, these women that are highly pissed, these bitches, they came from slave owners. You know what I'm saying? So these was the bitches that was probably going to lie on a black man back in the day to watch him get lynched, like they did Emmett Till and other people. You know what I'm saying? And then you find out that these stories were not true. So these bitches, they doing their jobs. They bitter. They hateful. It is what it is. We already know fucking Walt Disney is a racist motherfucking old ass. A racist person, so, you know, nothing about coming from that family shocks us. The thing that shocks me is that it's already been known that these were some racist individuals, but as black people, we still support Disney. I do not support Disney, but as black people, you guys still support Disney. So you can't get outraged when someone speaks out on something, but it's already been known that they are fucking racist and you're still spending your money with them. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you can't get mad when a person shows you who they are, okay? They've already been there. Their hands already been shown. The other journalist, she was a rape victim herself. So, you know, that came from another place. You know, she was a rape victim. Well, she felt like he got off. She carried that around. And X, Y, the nigga did get off. He raped the bitch. He paid the bitch off. He got off. He did it. Oh, well. You know what I'm saying?
All right, now.
He kept the family and everything else.
Now we treading dangerous waters. At the end of the day,
whatever.
You are innocent until proven guilty. Like, just because you paid somebody
off
don't mean that you did.
Come on, dog. They didn't even
and
go.
That's what you used to do. Like, back in the day, instead of going through all the riprap, what you did, you paid them off. Go. That's how business used to be.
But you
got to
remember, Kobe was going through that trial. He was taking it to trial, and then when he seen how much evidence they had, then he paid that bitch off. Look, pay her off. She had enough evidence for him. They actually were able to collect semen and all that shit. Man, listen. So, RIP to the man. I'm not mad at these ladies. You know, they have the right to feel how they want to feel. You know,
right.
I feel like
I appreciate honesty. Like, if I ain't fuck with you while you was alive, I ain't gonna fuck with you while you dead.
Right.
I'm not gonna
so at the same time,
dead,
when,
so
when these crackers when these crackers fall off out here, we need to do the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, when I say crackers, I say that loosely. Just like we got black folks, we got niggas. We got white folks, we got crackers. So when these folks fall off, these fucked up individuals, don't let them go down with no legacy. You expose they fucked up shit too. You know what I'm saying? That's just what we do. We keep it even across the board, and then we understand. Then we won't have to sit back and be like, well, they ain't do him like that. Well, if they didn't do him like that, you do him like that. So I'm not mad at the ladies that felt some type of way about it. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
You still don't put a label on somebody.
That's why I'm an entrepreneur, so I can say what the fuck I want to say and do what I want to do. Because I ain't got time. So, anyways, moving right along. Let me see. Oh, God, Javonte Davis. Man, this guy here. So, Javonte Davis, it seemed like ever since he separated with, when he separated with Ari, I don't know who phone giving feedback, but okay, I don't know. Since he separated with Ari, like, he just have not been consistent, okay? So, yes.
What's your definition of consistent?
First of all, he wasn't in the limelight. Then he got in the limelight with Ari. He was with Ari for, what, like 6 months or something like that? And then Ari left him. And then he started dealing with the chick from the Money Team, the chick that he used to mess with, the chick that Floyd used to mess with, one of his main chicks. And then that didn't work because he was chilling with his baby mama. Then he was seen chilling with Ari's ex-best friend. Like Ari hurt him. Ari did some shit to him because that he fucked up out here in these streets. You understand me? And he can't get it right. So, anywho.
What's the definition? Like, what exactly is going on?
Okay, him and Yaya. Yaya was who Floyd Mayweather was messing with from the Money Team. So him and Yaya was dealing with each other, and then all of a sudden, his baby mama took a picture of them somewhere shopping, but kind of got a picture of his foot, and the blogs went wild. So to show that he was out with his baby mama, of course, whatever happened behind the scenes, him and Yaya stopped talking. Boom. Now, Yaya was the baby mama was at an event. Now, I'm not sure who event it was. They said it was a Money Team event, but it was two dudes on the side of her. They didn't say who was who. But he walked in there and yoked her ass up out of this event. You know what I'm saying? Like yesterday, like just straight up manhandled her, you know, out of this event, made her get out and leave. So, of course, everybody was like, oh, he slapped her up, da-da-da-da-da-da. And he released a statement and said, listen, I didn't slap her up. You know, that's my baby mama. I would never do anything to hurt her. But that's my baby mama. That's what we do. So, hey, it is what it is. Y'all, you can't really get mad because when it's your baby mama, you know, and you sleeping with her, you know, no matter what you're doing, he's going to think a little different. So it is what it is, but Devontae, please get it together. I know Ari fucked you up, and now Ari over here with Moneybagg Yo, and you don't know how to act, but I need you to get it together, okay? Thank you. Track number 8 on Lil Wayne's latest album, Funeral, has 24 seconds of silence at the end for Kobe Bryant, okay? So that's so amazing. If you guys didn't know, Lil Wayne dropped an album called Funeral. So I really can't wait to hear that. I just want to see if he's bringing some of that old Wayne back, or is it like the new Wayne, you know? I don't know.
Man, that shit was leaked like 4 months ago.
So is it five or what?
No. It's all right, but I mean that shit been on YouTube for since last year, the funeral.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow.
So,
gotta suck.
Yeah, I know. It'll be that way sometimes.
I haven't even, I haven't even tuned in. So congratulations to Sierra and Russell Wilson. They are expecting baby number 3. Okay, they are living their life. Russell Wilson just announced that he is the partner, I think, and co-chair for football flag. It's a flag football thing, campaign that they're going around the world to do. So, like, dude. So super, super duper amazing. Russell Wilson is like the epitome of what a real grown ass man should be. Oh my God, it's so amazing. Like, I can't even begin to not. Russell Wilson, man, any man like Russell Wilson, you're winning. So, yeah, they're on baby number 3. They're still doing big things. They're making shit happen. So, salute to them. Okay, so you guys know the baby. The baby allegedly beat up a club promoter for not having all of his money. And basically it was plenty of stories going around because the club promoter really did not have all his money, and the money that he did have belonged to somebody else. But, you know, the baby is a goon. Of course, he beat him up, he went to jail, and now the club promoter is suing the baby for the beatdown that he ensued for playing with his money. And so this is why, really, it's hard out here because you really can't deal yep. with people playing with you can't deal with other people having your money and playing with your money. But you really can't deal with these fucking people because they'll put you in a position then try to sue you. You know, they fuck boys. So, you know, it is what it is.
But if we have a contract for a certain amount of money, then you can breach a contract for not having my money. So I'll sue you
right.
too, either way it goes.
Right, but, you know, for him, he ain't sue him. He just beat that ass.
Man, prove I hit you.
Well, he was caught on camera. The hotel
right,
had a
well.
Camera and
he man, look, I tell you, get off the first time. Prove it to me. Prove I did it. I don't care.
Oh,
hey, man, look.
Man,
Donald Trump, the president from Louisiana, man, that's fake news. That ain't me. That's fake news. I'm not admitting the shit. It is the burden of the state to prove it's me. Nope. Is that you? No.
Oh.
Yeah. Nah, see, y'all thought I was crazy
right.
when
so
I was trying to, and I told you everybody was sick. That was a whole year ago. Now everybody catching the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Nobody won't listen
to
you.
Oh, yeah, that damn coronavirus is just crazy. But guess what? So, Cheaters, you know, the show Cheaters, it has a
Come
new
on.
Host. It is so amazing, okay? So Cheaters has a new host, and it's going to be Peter Guns. Peter Guns is going to be the new host of Cheaters.
Hell no.
Look, he good at cheating, so, you know, I'm pretty sure that.
Boy, loving hip hop, they got this fan page. Oh, shit.
No,
I can't
take
it. He had
to come back and do something, so, you know.
I can't take it. Hell no. Well, what up? Cheetah got new episodes?
Man, listen, they so goddamn dumb. They is still doing it. Like, still doing it. Absolutely.
Hey, man, you
said
what you want, boy. Cheetahs. And Cheetahs used to have me paranoid yet. I used to be driving, looking in the back, the rearview mirror, make sure I wasn't being followed. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man, Lil Wayne got
Hell
him
no.
on Big Fiance, huh? Like I ain't know little chick was that thick. So okay, of course you know 50 Cent and French Montana been going back and forth with it about a car. French posted a car that he got, and 50 was trolling him about the car. You know, saying that you know he bought an old car and da 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 whatever.
He bought a used car.
So a day ago. 50 and French Montana ran into each other, and 50 Cent punched French Montana in the face. And then French Montana went on live to show his face, to show that he doesn't have any bruises. So he's like, you know, if you punch me, you know, you hit like a bitch, like I'm not bruised at all. So that's kind of weird that they're out here with all of this money. Now French Montana is saying that 50 Cent paid for his star, because 50 Cent just got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and they said that 50 Cent paid for it. French Montana said a 50. So that little beef is still going for it. We have 8 U.S. what is it, coronavirus cases in Boston. And the U.S. has ordered 132 people to be quarantined that came over from China. So hopefully that stays where it's at. I don't go outside and I don't like people. Huh?
When you say stay where it's at, what is your definition of stay where it's at?
Like, they need to go ahead and knock this off from in the United States, and they need to minimize. They need to quarantine anything coming from China. That's what they need to do.
Oh, yeah, it's too late for that. That bitch all, that bitch. The virus been around all year. When I say all year, I mean all 2019. Because remember when I went out there in February of last year, that shit was going on. But they just now started talking about it. So, like, yeah, That bitch in Japan, it's in the Philippines, it's in Thailand. Motherfucker, she want to finally close off all 2,600 miles of that border. Everybody got a little piece of that. It's in London. They just had the first human-to-human transmission in America and what, in D.C. So, I mean, it's too late for that.
Man, listen. I'm so sick of them and they shit. They need to go ahead and knock out what they going to knock out because we don't want it. That's why I don't fuck with y'all humans. Ah, let y'all be. That's why I let y'all be.
I don't fuck with them humans.
Hell nah, to the
man.
Y'all be doing the most. And they said that they come from them eating bats too, or something.
Oh,
like
man,
that.
That's bullshit.
So, to end this out, in the world famous chop up, Pastor Troy made a comment. I want to read that comment because I just feel like. Hold on 1 second. I got to pull it back up. Okay. So, yeah, I was saying Russ Women. NFL flag. NFL has a flag football team for the kids. And Russell Wilson is on that. So, it's so amazing to see all of the things that he's doing with his family. But, one moment. Let me go back and get this was the last one that I had on here because I know that this was going to take us out of the show. But Pastor Troy, anyways, he had a comment. And for me, I felt like, you know, he was speaking his mind. And, you know, everybody's so sensitive about, you know, you being yourself and you speaking your truth. So everybody always has an issue with somebody speaking their truth. But anyways, he spoke his truth about it. And he said, basically, he put up a picture of Lil Nas X. And he basically said, you know, so basically he was just saying that he's not going to ever win a Grammy if he has to dress up and push the stigma, you know, that they're pushing to the kids who don't want any part of it. So, of course, everybody went absolutely berserk. And They went absolutely berserk and said, you know, of course, you know, he's wrong for saying that. And, you know, we so whitewashed that, you know, everybody think it's a stab at the gay community. But in actuality, you don't understand the agenda that's being pushed. You know, the agenda that's being pushed is a stab at the gay community, not how people perceive it. You know, we understand that people are gonna lie and try to contact. You try to mix shit together, right? So, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's not really the people that's responding to how the gay people are being pushed on us. Yeah, you know, it's not necessarily saying that he don't like gay people. He's basically saying, like, he's not going to push that agenda. So all of the people that are known right now, they are known for some type of buffoonery. And the only way that you are in that certain position is because of the buffoonery that you push it, or because you are around here gay, you know what I'm saying, acting gay, dressing gay, or whatever the case may be. So overall, Pastor Troy's message was, okay, I guess I'll never get to where I'll never get there because, you know, how can I get there, you know? So his message simply was, well, I guess I won't be winning a Grammy. If this is what I got to wear, they love to push on our kids. The other day, Applebee's had some kissing and laughing, eating mozzarella sticks. First, the child said, fuck Applebee's, and it broke my heart. He sees it. Their agenda to take the masculinity from men, black men especially. Some may say it's about money. RuPaul do too, but I ain't bumping his CD. And it's kind of like it's kind of cut off, so that's why I'm pausing. And then he was saying something is priceless. You better open your third eye. You know what is real, or they ass gonna be headed down Old Town Road for real. So basically, he was just saying what he was saying. Like, look at the people that they portrayed in front of you, parade in front of you. So it's the same thing. Whereas it goes, it's the same situation where it goes when it comes to porn, right? And I had this conversation in an interview. Porn is the exact opposite, right? So porn is out here, and everybody says, oh, my God, you know, ill to porn, but behind closed doors, it was a $1 billion industry, right? So then you have this whole gay agenda. So in public, everybody's like, oh, he's gay, that's cute, you know, and they want to have this quote-unquote support for all these people that are coming out to be gay. But behind closed doors, people don't really like that shit because, you know, Lil Nas X, he ain't been as hot as he was when he first came out, after he came out as being gay. So people are genuinely in the open going with the flow of saying, oh, okay, he gay, yeah, yeah, yeah. But people not really fucking with that agenda for real. And people are really starting to see that it is agenda because not everybody comes out, everybody's gay. I have nothing against gay people at all. If that's what you want to do, if you want to suck a dick, you want to suck a ball, go right the fuck ahead. That's you, that's not me. I suck dick and balls too. We are the same. I guess I'm gay. But the thing is that children are a product of their environment. So if you're telling me that children go to school to learn, but then you're going to put this bullshit on TV, what do you think children are going to do? They're going to grow up thinking that it's okay to be this way. They're going to grow up thinking that it's okay. It's being pushed. So I feel like adults should be adults in adult timing. That shit should not be pushed on our children. That's why I monitor what my children watch. I monitor who I allow around my children, the whole nine. I don't give a fuck. Fuck you that came out of my pussy in my stomach. No, I don't want that bullshit around my children. I don't want them to be exposed to the bullshit. When they see shit out in public and they ask me, I tell them the fucking truth. Fuck you, okay? So Pastor Troy had a valid point, and of course everybody was like, oh, when the last time he made music, and, you know, da da da, and fuck him, and, you know, why he talking down? But then in the same breath, I see grown ass men saying, I wouldn't date no woman that like by men, and this is that other. So you're okay with these white folks pushing this gay agenda to your children, but you yourself, you're not okay with dating a woman that's bi. See, we don't put our children before us, and we so Hold worried up. About what we want, but that's we're not worried about what our children want to be. No, fuck you. Get that shit the fuck from around me. Get it out. Get it from off my TV, from around my children, all of the above, D. We're not going. at all. So shout out to Pastor Troy. I know he did just drop some more fire a couple months. Pastor Troy has always been active in the community, even though he has not been mainstream in his music and shit has not been, you know what I'm saying, pushed in the manner that it was. He is independent and he is still doing his thing. So, you know, Pastor Troy, what if heaven and hell was vice versa? Pastor Troy been giving you these jewels in his music from way back when, you know what I'm saying? So, it's for you to open up and to be able to understand what it is that Pastor Troy is telling you. Pastor Troy been woke. He been telling you this, but that's why they got him off the scene. So he's still active here in Georgia. I do know in other places. I do follow him. He's doing his thing. Kudos to that man for speaking up, speaking the truth, man. And if you are out there, man, book that man for a show, man. Get at him. He's an independent artist. Contact him. Get his CD. Do whatever you can to support the real ones, because we don't do enough to support the real ones that's out here. And that's Pastor Troy. Look him up, Pastor Troy. You can find his Instagram and all this other information. I think he got a website as well. Cool beans. So, make sure you guys check out the website, thenewmisslovelyblack.com. That's TheNewMissLovelyBlack.com. I got a lot of projects coming up this year, and I cannot wait. Some coming in the very, very near future. Shout out to everybody for supporting me. See you the same time, same place next week with the co-host and the crew. Good night. Peace.
You too.